Welcome to the Manifest Telecast today. This is a very special teaching that I'm going to be sharing with you. And I've called this An Insider Reveals Plans Against America. Let me just begin. I'm going to make a couple statements here, and this may be a bit controversial with some people that are watching, but I feel like it's something that actually needs to be said. First of all, social media is a great source of information. However, it can many times be a great source of disinformation, meaning that the entire story is not told, or the story is twisted to fit a particular scenario, or at times, people are simply repeating what they have heard other people say, which may not be correct whatsoever. And so the danger of that is you have people that are trying to be experts in fields that they have absolutely no familiarity with. I see guys on there talking about buying and selling stock, and they've really, maybe they hit a stock and made it lucky. Now they got a channel out there telling you how to buy it and do it. In reality, they don't have a lot of expertise in that area. The second group that's out there that I want to warn you about are the groups of people who make a living simply attacking every church and every ministry that they know. Now, the thing about these individuals is that most of them have never in their entire lifetime won a person to the Lord. Most of them have never had an influence in a positive way. They are negative. They are busybodies. They are gossipers. They are slanderers. And the thing about them is they're telling people how to pastor a church and they've never pastored. Or they're telling people how to do something in the spiritual realm and they've never done it themselves. I was amused years ago, and I don't want to say too much about this because it would cause a little bit of a backlash for me personally from friends. But I remember years ago there was the Christian university and they were telling me about the professor who was teaching the class on evangelism. And I said, wow, who is it? Do I know him? And they said, probably not. He's never evangelized a day in his life. Now, let me stop right there and tell you, I do not want to receive instruction just from a book from someone who claims to know something. I want to receive instruction from an evangelist. It's almost like understanding spiritual war. I want to follow people into spiritual battle who have wounds on them from surviving previous spiritual battles. All right, so having said that, I want to talk to you for a moment about making predictions of what's going to happen in the future, because I really believe that I need to lay a foundation out here before I get into the, you know, maybe 12 to 14 minutes of sharing this information with you. First of all, when it comes to Bible prophecy is interpreting the prophecies of the scripture. Many people believe, and many don't, but many believe in the gift of prophesying, which is to speak under a divine revelation concerning something which will happen in the future. An individual who is accurate at doing this is often called a prophet, someone that foretells events of the future. Now, here's what I want to tell you, and I want to say this again about the internet. There are literally thousands of prophecies that are all over the internet, and when you go back months or years later, they have missed the date, the person has missed the time, they've missed the date, they've missed the whole thing. Well, a lot of them, all they do is move the date forward, or they'll say something like, well, they didn't obey God, that's why it didn't happen. A prophet in the Old Testament that would have spoken the name of the Lord, revealing something and it not happen, could be stoned under the Old Testament law. Now, these guys better thank, or women, whoever they are, they better thank God they're not under the Old Testament law. Because I was taught by a man who operated in all nine gifts of the Spirit, my father, Fred Stone, that you should never say the Lord said unless you absolutely know the Lord has spoken to your spirit. He said, if you're not sure, just say, I sense something, but let's judge the spirits to see if they're from the Lord, because you don't want it to be out of your spirit. And that's, he said, say it that way. But so many people are so used to, you know, God just told me the Lord. And some people got more words from God than the prophets of the Bible have. And then they're missing it all over. Nobody's holding them accountable. Okay, that's my side hobby horse I ride from time to time, because I was with a man, my father, who never missed it when he prophesied something. Never. One time did he ever miss what God told him. That's because he wouldn't speak till he spent an hour or two in prayer and knew it was the Lord. So let's go through this, because I have to go through this to get to where I'm going to take you. And I know sometimes you'll say, Perry, get to the point. No, we're going to get to the point. Now watch this. In the time of Jeremiah, let me bring some verses up. I'm going to read these to you. They're going to come up on the screen. Jeremiah was prophesying, and the false prophets were prophesying opposite of what Jeremiah was predicting, causing a strange confusion in Israel. Here's what the Bible says. First of all, Jeremiah 14, 14 and 15. Then the Lord said to me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesy to you a false vision and divination, a thing of naught and deceit of their heart. Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name, that I send them not, yet they say sword and famine shall not be in the land. By sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed. Then Jeremiah 23, verse 32, I'm against those who prophesy false dreams, says the Lord, and tell them and cause my people to err by their lies and by their recklessness. Yet I did not send them or command them. Therefore, they shall not profit this people at all. And I want to say this. I've written this down on my piece of paper. There is a difference between inspiration and information. And when people go all over the internet and search something out that this is supposed to happen, then they get up and prophesy in the name of the Lord. They're speaking out of information, not speaking out of inspiration. The word inspire means God breathed. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. So it's breathed out. It's the breath of God moving on someone that creates inspiration. And then there is a difference between revelation and perspiration. Some people get in a service and get all worked up and they want to speak out an alleged revelation. But a revelation is basically something which is concealed or hidden, which is made known. And the Bible has many revelations, and these revelations are understood by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So here's what I'm trying to say. News reports and then prophesying off of a news report is not inspiration. It is simply a news report. And so the thing that happens is if people are taking the news and reading something that's supposed to happen, then prophesying that God said it and then it doesn't happen, then it gives God a bad name when it's really the person that misread the times. All right. Now, the reason I'm sharing that with you is what I'm about to share is not divine inspiration. And I had to clarify what I meant by that. It is information. Will it come to pass? Time only tells if information being revealed will come to pass. But I do want to share this with you because this is coming from individuals who know things that commonly is not reported on the news. Now, I want to say this. There's nothing I'm going to share with you that's some kind of top secret classified, because you can't give that information. And it's illegal to release that information. Anybody that does can go to prison for that. This is just lesser known information. Some of you may have heard this. Some of you may have not. Here's some things I want to discuss. I'm going to do this very briefly. What in the world is happening to cryptocurrency? You had Bitcoin that became popular and just went way up in price. After that, everybody started copying it. And immediately when a coin came out, people would jump on it to make 50 cents or a dollar, then they'd pull out and then they'd go to another one. And these young kids were making thousands and thousands of dollars by investing just real quick in any kind of coin that came out. Suddenly, there is a major crypto crash. Now, one thing is this, that the way crypto was set up, it was becoming impossible, number one, for the government to regulate it. And with some of the more advanced coins, people could buy and sell on what is called the black market and avoid paying taxes. So the government has to step in, and I'm not saying they have to, they're going to, but they have to step in to put in a regulation on these so that they can get their tax money from it. Billions, hundreds of billions of dollars was coming through the crypto market. But the real root of it is, and I said this 2 years ago, I said the crypto markets will have to have problems. Now, we know some people who were the head of a cryptocurrency got into greed, misused the money. We know all of that. That is part of the story. And I want to make that very clear. That is a big part of the story of the crypto crash. However, what you have to understand is, I said it years ago, the government is never going to allow an outside coin by a company to be the coin they use in the federal government for all the citizens of the United States. They're going to be like China and these other nations. They're going to develop their own coin. And there has been discussions, it has been made public, of Fedcoin, a digital currency that will come through the United States. And the only people that I know who basically don't want that are the people 60 and older. I mean, they're against that. We like our hard currency. We like to be able to hold our money in our hand and not for it to disappear on some computer screen or be hacked by somebody in a foreign country. So that's why Fedcoin has not just gotten such a big, you know, just everybody, oh, yeah, this is great. This is simple. This is easy. The 40 and under generation love that kind of thing, never use cash. My boy never takes cash, takes his phone and pays for everything on apps. We older generation, and I'm not speaking for everyone, but many of us like it the old-fashioned way. But the currency collapse gives the government the opportunity to begin to invent what we would now call a Fed coin or a digital currency through the government. As we know, Revelation 13 tells us that things are going to go into a cashless mark on the hand, forehead of the number, the name of the beast, etc., the mark, in order to buy and sell. That's where it's going to go one day. We all know that anyway. Now, the second thing is, I've got many questions about the balloon that came from China that was blown up by the U.S. military. The best source I could find that shared what they were told, now again, this is a source that said we were told that the originally the news was, well, the Chinese spy balloon was basically spying on our military bases. Well, the actual reason, according to one source, is that they were looking at the power grids in the United States, where they were and getting information on that. Now, I'm going to share with you, this is not revelation. This is someone's opinion. It might be and it might not be, but they said their belief was that if China were to attack Taiwan in the future with their military, that they would have to do something within the continental United States to distract the United States citizen, the president, the Congress, and the Senate. And the way they would do it is to somehow hack into or take out the power grid in the central part of the United States or different parts of the United States that would knock out the power for weeks. And if they did damage, it could knock it out for months or years to actually get it repaired, depending on what it was, of course. And again, no predictions here, only speculation. And that was the thing that made the most sense to me, is that could be the reason why so much spying has been done in these areas. Also, there's been some activity over the islands of Hawaii, as has been reported. So the part I told you, some have discussed it. So it's not new, it's not revelatory, but it is the opinion of some. Now, the third thing that I want to talk about is something that is very interesting, and we were going to get, as you know, I always tell people that it is wise to prepare for a natural disaster, to have extra food or water on hand. Some time ago, we went to a company that to ask them, did they have a supply of dried food? Now, I'm not necessarily a dried food fan because I'm a diabetic and it's eat up with carbs. It's loaded down with salt. So I'm not a fan. Like if I had to eat it every day, I would not be in good health unless I could work out 3 hours a day after I ate it. But anyway, it's good for an emergency. However, it's good for if the power goes out and you have a way of cooking it, if there's an earthquake and there's a food shortage, you can't get food to an area. It's a very good thing to have dried food for a disaster. It's actually wise, in my opinion. Well, this company shared with us that the government of the United States was in the process at this particular company, and I don't want to name it, of getting all of their dried food shipped to places where the government was storing it up. And I thought, well, that's interesting. So then the thought came to me that perhaps FEMA was storing up food for a major national disaster so that if there was a food shortage, they would have it. However, someone who was retired from a certain position said to me, oh, I've known about this for quite some time. This, they have been storing up food because we were told that the next major war that would involve the United States would be over water and would be over food. Because when you see the sanctions placed on different nations And when you see the natural disasters of the bad winters, the earthquakes, the droughts, the lack of water, there's so many things that's affecting the food supply. It affects it in parts of America. It affects, and of course, when you have, let's say hay doesn't grow, well, you can't feed the animals like the cattle that eat the hay. When you don't have fertilizer, you cannot effectively grow certain types of food on farms. You have to have fertilizer and nitrogen to grow corn. So what I see here that's very important is to understand that our own government knows that the battle in the future is going to be over water, and also it's going to be over food. Now, the next thing very quickly I want to just mention is the banking crisis. Now, there was so much fear of the banking crisis, and that is because that in the Great Depression, there were people that came into their local banks, ran on the banks, took the cash out, bankrupted the bank, and a lot of people lost money. There were people that my great-granddad talked about the Depression. My grandfather was a boy during the Depression. He remembers how terrible it was. And preachers would go and preach a whole week and maybe get some cow's milk and gravy and a few biscuits and a nickel. My great-granddad got a nickel, 5 cents in an offering. And just his shoes wore out, and he had to take rubber from tires and put inside of his shoes because he had holes in his shoes. It was a terrible time for everybody, especially in the United States. Now, the extreme wealthy did not feel the impact of it. JFK, John F. Kennedy, said as a boy during the Depression, he never even knew there was a Depression going on because his father had the money and the food and the access to everything he wanted. So the rich don't necessarily get hit like the common people or the poor people. Now, let me go back to this banking crisis. There is an insurance that is established by most banks. Most banks pay into it and are required by law to pay into this insurance, that if you have $250,000 in a savings account or bank account, and something happens to that particular bank, a banking crisis, that this company steps in to insure up to $250,000. I've had business people contact me, and they have said, we have a lot more in the bank than that. We become concerned. We live in a major city. We live in a city where some of these banks have had difficulty. What should we do? My suggestion is go to people who are professionals and specialists. Now, one bank informed a businessman who had several $1 million, and he told me about this, that you can take the money out of that account in a bank, if it's excessive amount, and put it in different banks under certain things. And I'm not the specialist here, so I'm not going to tell you to do this. I'm not advising you to do this. I'm just saying this is available. And you can put it in these different accounts and scatter it in different banks. And if you put $250,000 or less, that will be guaranteed by the bank and by the government. So I'm not, people ask me, you know, do you think a Great Depression's coming? Do you think there's going to be a bank run? They have rules and regulations they did not have in the Great Depression. I don't see another thing happening like in the Depression, where all the 4,000 banks went under and everybody shut down and nobody had cash, or if they had cash, they stuffed it in a mattress. But it's wise, when a prudent man foresees things that could happen, what does he do? He plans, he prepares, he is wise. So my suggestion is that if you have a situation in your banking that you're wondering about how safe things are, you need to go to your bank and talk to the president of the bank and have an assurance of what they have available for you in the event of certain things happening. And one of the reasons that some of these banks are going belly up, honestly, is that they lent money to startups, to tech startups, and some of the tech startups went belly up, and they were involved with crypto, and some of the crypto went belly up. And so there's real reasons that are very complicated why some of these banks have had the difficulty that they've had. But your average town in a rural town that has active businesses, businesses going well, you don't see at this point, at least, any kind of problems. Now, knock on wood, by the time this is aired, who knows? But the government definitely has its eye on this situation, because any kind of a banking crisis nationally is political suicide for the people who are in office at the time. And politicians will protect their power and protect, you know, what they're doing and their position and power to stay in office, whatever they have to do. But so these are some things that's happening. Now, I would also suggest to all the people watching to know your area, know what's going on in your area. There is so much extremism coming to different parts of the country, teaching in the schools, extremism. I don't have to tell you about all this, that you might want to say as a family, is there a place where we can work? Are there businesses coming in certain areas? Are there places open up that we're not tied here, we don't have a lot of family, but we could go to another area that is more of, I hate to use this word, it's overused, but more of a conservative area, more of a Bible-believing area, more of a church area that doesn't deal with the craziness and the super high taxes that we're dealing with. There are states that are, in my opinion, better to live in the long run, all the way around, then there are other states, and I'm not going to make a list because I'm not telling people what to. I do not advise you on economy, finances, investments, or where to live. It will never happen from Perry Stone. You need to pray. You need to find the mind of God. And you, if you're really serious, take 3 days and fast a meal or fast the whole thing, drink water, if you can physically do it, and ask God for divine direction. Ask Him to give you a vision of what's coming. Ask Him to tell you what to do. And if you're happy where you are and God's blessing you, stay right there and be salt and light in your area and in your community. So these are some things that some of these things, especially the situation with the balloon and the food, people have shared with me that those things were a part of what's happened or what is happening. And so when we talked about an insider's look concerning the United States and these, a lot of these things, let me tell you something, a lot of these things work against the average American and they work against America. So we've got to always keep this in mind, try to vote in the best people, stay in prayer, keep our eyes on God and depend on Him as all these things are trying to work against the United States at this time. God's still with us because believers are still in the land. Well, hope you've learned something today. Go to perrystone.org for more information, but watch this. This is very important, and this helps keep Manifest on the air as well.
It's time to learn what you don't know about your future. Now available is Perry Stone's new landmark prophetic book, Your Journey into Eternity, Life for the Next 1,000 Years. Discover what occurs the moment your inner eyes are opened at death and your spirit returns to God. Journey through the 3 levels of heaven, including paradise, where Christian martyrs rest. Learn about the new body you will receive at Christ's return or at the resurrection, and why the dead at times appear in dreams, and what memories you have after death. Learn about the marriage supper in heaven from a Hebraic perspective and what the Bible teaches about the new heaven, new earth, and new Jerusalem coming down. Perry unlocks the mystery of babies in heaven, including miscarried and aborted infants. Perry also explains what our 1,000-year reign with Christ will look like on earth. Read Perry's parabolic revelation about what if God said yes to the dead? Will your family circle be unbroken in eternity? Perry presents often untaught insights using his 46 years of in-depth biblical research from the Old and New Testaments. The book includes incredible Greek and Hebrew word studies, as well as amazing stories that reveal secrets of life after death, events in heaven, and life on the new earth. Perry is also including an audio teaching, The Temple of the Tabernacle of the Testimony, that his friends say is the most interesting biblical teaching from the book of Revelation he has ever taught. In this teaching, Perry shares secrets in heaven's temple, the most important building in heaven, where all human records and tribulation judgment files are kept. It is here where you will stand at the judgment seat before Christ's throne and give a face-to-face account of what the angels have written about you, from birth to death, including all your idle words and how you treated others. This is a teaching that will alert you to what you say and cause you to guard your words and actions. The landmark new book and 2-hour audio teaching is available for your gift of just $35 or more to help keep Manifest on the air around the world. To order this offer, visit perrystone.org or call toll-free 1-888-21-BREAD. That's 1-888-212-7323. You can also order by sending $35 to Perry Stone Ministries, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee 37320, and request offer ET143 when ordering. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
I'm so thrilled when I know that we can share information with you that's a great blessing, but I'm also thrilled when we can offer a resource to you which also helps keep manifest on the air when you purchase it. That is something that will teach you information, revelation, and insight that you may not be familiar with. And when we begin to work on this book, during a break a moment ago, because we do our closings all at one time, and I was at a break, and I opened this, and there's a whole section in here that I'm going to tell you two stories that I really haven't shared publicly at all that happened the past couple years. And real interesting story about it. Have you ever had someone who's passed away appear to you in a dream? Now, we dream about our loved ones all the time, but something very strange happened to me, and it's now been about, about 16, 17 years ago. Sorry about that. I had to think in my head. I was calculating that. That was calculating. So anyway, get this offer. It's going to be a great help to you. I'm going to go through this very quickly of places that we're going to be coming to. It will also come on the screen. We are coming July 7th through the 9th to Montana to the Crow Reservation Camp Meeting under the Big Tent. We're coming Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to Evangel World Prayer Center with Bob Rogers in Louisville, Kentucky. Then we're coming to Trinity Christian Center Sunday through Wednesday, July the 30th through the 3rd at the Trinity Christian Center. That's in Saldanha, Alaska. And then we're going to be hopping over to Wasilla to our friend Daniel Bracken. Folks, take the time to get in these meetings, because the inspiration, the illumination, the power of the Holy Spirit, the operation of the gifts of the Spirit, the Word of God, all this comes into play during these seasons. August the 6th through the 9th, King's Chapel there in Wasilla, Alaska. On August 18th and 19th, I'm coming back to Willis, Texas, Friday and Saturday morning and Saturday night, the Willis Campus Family Faith Church, and the Family Faith Church Huntsville, Texas, August the 20th, all day Sunday, Christ Temple in Huntington, West Virginia, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August 25th through 27th. Boy, that's a great church. Love those Sunday night services, by the way. San Diego, California. My office manager and I, Charlie Ellis, are flying out to San Diego to be at the Morrisarella Legacy Center Feast of Tabernacles celebration. And you can contact their ministry for seating on that. In Faith Landmark Ministries, October 15th. And then in between all that, October 3rd through the 7th is the main event, Pie and Pam's Fall Festival. The Crab Family, Southbound, is coming. Linda Cooley and the Praise Team, Jensen Franklin, John Kilpatrick, Ron Carpenter, and myself. You need to be in that meeting. Set your plan. Make up your mind. Set aside the time. And this is the last big meeting we have of 2023. And I want you to be there. God bless you.
Harry Stone invites you to join him for his 2023 Israel tour. The dates are November 19th through the 28th. There is also an optional tour to the country of Jordan that includes Petra and much more. Call 1-888-321-3629 or visit perrystone.org for more information and how to register. Seating is limited, so call today.